USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three American firefighters were killed in the crash of an air tanker as they were fighting bushfires in Australia early today. Here's a New South Wales Rural Fire Service spokesman.
There appears to be no survivors as a result of the crash. Initial reports are there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane.
There's no indication on what caused the crash. The names of the three American firefighters have not yet been released. As the impeachment trial against him resumes this afternoon in the U.S. Senate, President Trump says he believes the process is the most unfair and corrupt in congressional history. The president again calling it a witch hunt. In a series of tweets this morning, he explained that attorneys general from nearly two dozen states have urged the Senate to reject impeachment, saying the articles, quote, have legal and factual problems. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The CIA's torture program of the post-9/11 era called borderline illegal, and that's according to James Mitchell, one of the men behind the design of the program. He testified yesterday in a Gitmo courtroom in a pretrial hearing for five accused terrorists. China issues a travel ban for all residents of the city of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that's killed 17 people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal regulators are proposing new rules to restrict what animals air travelers can bring on board planes with them. The Department of Transportation proposing that airlines must only allow specially trained service dogs into the cabin at no charge. That means airlines could put an end to so-called emotional support animals, including untrained dogs and cats and pigs and peacocks and other creatures. Flight attendants have been among the groups pushing for a reining in of support animals, despite pleas from people who say they help control anxiety and other issues while traveling. Climate activist Greta Thunberg is expected to keep a low profile today at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The 17-year-old delivered a speech at the summit in Davos earlier this week, urging world leaders to end all fossil fuel investment. American Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sharply criticizing Thunberg at a press briefing. He said that she should get an economics degree before making calls about fossil fuel divestments. And scientists are today to update the so-called doomsday clock. The nonprofit bulletin of the atomic scientists decides every January whether events of the past year have pushed the world closer or further from destruction. It's been at 2 minutes to midnight for the past 2 years. The closer to midnight, the more danger they say civilization faces. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.